Radio. PopCultureRadio.blogspot.com. Subversive music for dangerous times.
And I believe as Christian citizens of this country that we should be actively involved in this historic moment. And if the church across this country, believers, can come together and take a stand, I think it's going to have a powerful, powerful impact on this process.
We dare not sleep through this point of decision because, frankly, future generations depend on us. Pray urgently that God's perfect will be done.
We are engaged today in what they call culture war. We didn't start it, but we, by His grace, are going to end it. And we should say, yes, we want to reclaim America for Christ.
The power of Christ compels you! 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 The power of Christ compels you!
Holy diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me? Ride the tiger, you can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you see what I mean?
The God that we talk about a lot, that put all of this thing into motion, controls your next breath. And He is well able to keep you or take you out.
Oh, 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 Jesus. 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 Oh.
Reports that some rifle scopes issued to our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and used in training Iraqi and Afghan troops, these rifle scopes are imprinted with Bible verses. No, I'm not kidding. Here's one example. A scope being used by an Iraqi police officer, which has JN812 engraved on the sight, a reference to John chapter 8, verse 12, where Jesus is quoted as saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The same company also makes rifle scopes that have 2COR4:6 printed on them, which references 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
They're looking at the mission of the United States military as very literally fighting a crusade. It's not a metaphor for them. They believe that they are in a spiritual battle that is equated to a physical battle. One officer told me, he says, there's angels and there's demons, and we are fighting demons.
God, let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, just come to you in prayer.
They were on a mission, but it appears it was not just a military one.
All of you, if you name the name of Christ, are commissioned to be witnesses for Him.
Don't mess with a missionary man. Don't mess with a missionary man. Don't mess with a missionary man. Don't mess with a missionary man.
He's a man with a mission, got a serious mind. There was a woman in the jungle and a monkey on a tree. The missionary man, he was following me. He said, stop what you're doing, get down upon your knees. I've a message for you that you better believe.
United in prayer, a group of evangelical Christians inside Bagram, one of the biggest U.S. bases in Afghanistan.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to praise God for...
Determined to spread the word in a way that's bound to cause deep concern to their political masters.
For the ministry and the work that's going on over here, just being a part of it.
On the floor of the room, two sets of Bibles. The blue ones in Pashto, the green copies in Dari. The two main languages in this deeply conservative Islamic society. They had them specially printed and shipped to Afghanistan.
I also want to praise God because my church had collected some money to get Bibles for Afghanistan.
What these soldiers have been doing may well be in direct violation of the U.S. Constitution, their professional codes, and the regulations in place for all forces in Afghanistan. U.S. Central Command's General Order No. 1 is very clear. It gives a list of prohibited activities, one of them proselytizing of any religion, faith, or practice.
These people want to create a Christian state. That's not a secret. That is their goal. We have never seen a religious movement that has fused the iconography and language of American Christianity with the iconography and language of American nationalism. And that is a toxic and dangerous mix.
Even in the initial stages of contact between European Christians and Native Indian people, the stage was set for ethnocentrism, and the attitude towards the Indians was that of Christian superiority. The Indians were read a proclamation in Spanish, which they had no hope of understanding. They had no hope of understanding the death sentence they were being read, and it went something like this. We ask and require you to acknowledge the church as the ruler and superior of the whole world, and the high priest called Pope, and in his name the King of Spain as lords of this land. If you submit, we shall receive you in all love and charity, and shall leave you, your wives and children, and your lands free without servitude. But if you do not submit, we shall powerfully enter into your country, and shall make war against you. We shall take you and your wives and your children, and shall make slaves of them, and we shall take away your goods, and shall do you all the harm and damage we can.
2,000 years ago, we were all tribal. Came the missionaries with the Bible. 1492 began the termination. Nation. The Holocaust ever in the end. Nations.
Christians murdered Indians. the master race. I see blood on the hands of the master race. I see blood on the hands of the master race. I see blood on the hands of the master race. I see blood on the hands of the master race. I see blood on the hands of the master race. I see blood on the hands of the master race. I see blood on the hands of the master
race. Let me say something about Harry Potter. Warlocks are enemies of God. And I don't care what kind of hero they are. They're an enemy of God. And had it been in the Old Testament, Harry Potter would have been put to death.
A lot of people are confused. There was an execution in California, and there's a lot of Christians out front supporting the death penalty. A lot of people found that ironic, particularly people who, you know the words of Christ. Yeah, I didn't know thou shalt not kill had a footnote. But apparently, again, it's thou shalt not kill after, unless you really want to. Yeah, so it's a lot of flexibility in the religion, which I love. Very yoga one. I didn't find it ironic at all, Christians for the death penalty, because after all, if it weren't for capital punishment, you know, we'd have no Easter. So, that's a 3-day weekend where I came from. Fry these people up.
God called down from the mountain. God called down from the sky. He said, I told you, I told you, I told you. Don't kill, don't kill, don't kill. I don't kill for loving. Please don't kill for hate. Don't kill in my name. Don't kill for heaven's sakes. Don't kill, don't kill, don't kill. Once again, you didn't understand me. You disobeyed from all I can detect. From what I remember, I did more than ask you. It from what I recollect. Thou shalt, what part of thou shalt not kill don't you understand? Was it the thou part that drew you? Thou means you. Was it the shalt not part that confused you? Shalt not means don't. Don't kill, don't kill, don't kill. Don't kill.
We hunt people for Jesus. We do. We hunt them down.
PopTheFactoryRadio.blogspot.com.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Renounce! Say I renounce!
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
PopTheFactoryRadio.blogspot.com.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
PopTheFactoryRadio.blogspot.com.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
PopTheFactoryRadio.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid.
Yet these other men in the street understood the praising of God. There was a bigger miracle on their ears as there was on their tongues. And they had a revival. And this man, Peter, the coward of the bunch, the one that betrayed Jesus along with Judas. But thank God he didn't go hang himself. He went to the upper room. Thank God he didn't go jump off a cliff. He went to the tomb. Thank God he went out there and let the Holy Ghost get a hold of him. Let the power of God hit him. Eternal life came into his spirit. The faith of God began to roar on the inside of him. And he just pushed his way in the front and said, on now then, I'm drunk. And began to preach under the anointing of Almighty God. 3,000 people got born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. And Satan sent them over in the corner. Time!
party. He saw them begin to heal the sick, the same as Jesus had done. He saw the tears and grief that he had caused over the years turn to joy. He saw the slaves shaking off their chains and his prisoners being set free. He saw them use faith in God as their very own and as their very nature of God himself. That they are born of the Spirit, born of God, blood brothers to Jesus of Nazareth. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Do you think you know America? I mean, do you think you know your own country? Well, I got to tell you, you don't. There is a religious, political army of foot soldiers out there that are being directed by a political right. This is not tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. It's happening. These people, you know, they don't look like politicos. They don't look like politicians. They don't look like they have like they're on a bandwagon for anybody. I mean, they just look like your neighbor. But the when you put them all together, what ends up happening is they start taking control in small slices. And so this is the last stage. Let me tell you something. They've taken over the White House, Congress, the judiciary for a generation. Together, these people form a powerful voting bloc. Look, George Bush and Karl Rove owe these people big, big time. We've been asleep at the wheel as this conservative, political, fundamentalist element has gained too much control and power in this country. It's totally beyond me how anybody can look at this picture and say, oh, you know, this, you know, doesn't affect me. It's just absurd.
Today, this afternoon, it's not our intention to discuss religion. We're going to forget religion. If we bring up religion, we'll be in an argument. And the best way to keep away from arguments and differences, as I said earlier, put your religion at home, in the closet. Keep it between you and your God. Because if it hasn't done anything more for you than it has, you need to forget it anyway.
Dear God, hope you got the letter and I pray you can make it better down here. I don't mean a big reduction in the price of beer, but all the people that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe in me.
Dear God, sorry to disturb you, but I feel that I should be allowed. Fighting in the streets.
I'm not going to name any names here on the air, but in my booklet, Demons at Your Doorstep 2, I tell you, they're listed. I don't hold back any punches. You need to know.
And that by the power of Satan, a flame shall go forth from his mouth, which shall burn you up and reduce you to nothing.
In hell, it's never over. Never over. Forever.
Forever.
And forever. And forever.
And forever.
You're going to hell. I wish I could meet a Christian who would proselytize to me. They keep running away from me. I want to talk to y'all. They bolt when they see me like bunny rabbits in car headlights. Come back, Christian, come back. I want to ask you some questions. You know, Christianity is such a weird religion. A lot of Christians wear crosses around their necks. You think when Jesus comes back, he's going to want to see a cross? That may be why he hadn't shown up yet.
Well, Jesus gonna be here. He gonna be here soon, yeah. He gonna cover us up with leaves, with a blanket from the moon, yeah. With a promise and a vow and a lullaby.
Radio.blogspot.com. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus, we just speak over every person that's sitting in these chairs this week. And Lord, we just ask to be covered with the blood of Jesus. Open hearts, Lord. Open hearts. Father, we pray over the electrical systems. We pray over the electricity will not go out in this building in Jesus' name. Now I just pray over this equipment and we'll say, devil, we know what you love to do in meetings like this. And we say, you will not, in Jesus' name, you will not prevent this message from going out. No microphone problems in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we speak that.
From California to New York, London to Cape Town, Moscow to Baghdad, Calcutta to Shanghai, and Sydney to Buenos Aires. Is touching billions now.
PopConfectRadio.blogspot.com. Subversive music for dangerous times.
We will sodomize your sons, the emblems of your feeble masculinity. We shall seduce your sons in their schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your theater bathrooms. Wherever young men are together, our only God is handsome young men.